From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Greetings from the Smiths, played as usual by Brenda Marshall as Nancy Smith.
Bums, what did you learn at the Girl Scouts?
Harry Von Zell as Bill Smith.
You mean what did the Girl Scouts learn from Bumps?
Jan Ford as Daughter Bumps.
Our leader told us to love our enemies, but nobody I know loves their enemies.
I do. My enemies are rum, whiskey, tobacco, and women, and I love them all.
And that was Arthur Treacher as Sir Cecil Smythe, the Smith visiting uncle from England. So turn up your radio loud. That's the nice thing about radio. It's so easy to share with your neighbors. And listen to the Smiths of Hollywood, with music by Charles Hathaway and his supersonic pioneers. Before things get out of hand, we pause for sponsor identification. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? All right, let's get on with the Smiths of Hollywood. Herewith, an account of what happens to the man who meets an old college friend and brags about the little woman. Meet Bill Smith.
Hi, everybody. Today I was sitting in my office thinking about one thing and another. Now, there's a phrase for you, one thing and another. Today, I was sitting in my office thinking about the office rent and girls I've known and so on when the phone rang. My secretary was out, so I answered. I should have caught on right away, but I didn't. Old Snodgrass Selby. He was always a clown. In fact, back in school days, it was Selby who coined the name Snodgrass. Everybody in the gang was called Snodgrass. Well, anyway, the phone rang. Hello?
Could I speak to Bill?
This is Bill.
I mean Bill Smith.
This is Bill Smith.
But I mean William Smith. William Makepeace Smith.
This is William Makepeace Smith.
Well, I want to speak to William Makepeace Smith, the attorney.
This is William Makepeace Smith, the attorney.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Hello. Hello? Wrong number. If there's anything I hate, it's those telephone comedians. I wonder he didn't say, guess who this is. Oh, hello.
Hello. Is Wah there?
Wah? Wahoo?
Wahoo yourself, you old idiot.
Oh.
Guess who this is?
Yeah, I knew that would be next.
Oh, go ahead. Give a guess.
Listen.
I'll give you a hint. We raise our cup to you. Da dee da 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 da
da
da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da. Look, friend, if you want something...
Snodgrass Smith, you old double-barreled scissorville. This is George Selby.
Selby? Not old Snodgrass Selby.
It ain't your hoodie.
Well, Snodgrass, you old warhorse, you old Snodgrass Selby.
Old Snodgrass Smith, you old sidewinder.
Why, Snodgrass Selby, you old fire-breathing cayuse, you. How are you?
I'm fine, you old onion eater, you. How are you?
I'm fine, you old son of a gun. You, where are you, Snodgrass?
I just stepped off the train. I'm in the Moosehead Bar and Grill.
Oh, you are? Well, listen, stay there. I'll call Nancy and tell her to set another place for dinner. Old Snodgrass. Say, listen, you know I was just thinking yesterday. You remember when we stole the Dean of Women's flannel nighty and flew it at half-mast on the campus flag ball?
And how about the time we dumped the gin in the campus bird pass and got the robins flying upside down? Oh, you old son of a gun, Snodgrass.
You old duck-billed platypus. Say, now listen, I'll phone Nancy and I'll be right down to pick you up. Snodgrass, my gosh, Nancy sure will be delighted to meet you. And wait till you see my daughter, Bumps. She's practically full grown.
Mom, makes you think Jimmy is crazy about you?
Child, do you have a lifetime lease on that telephone?
Well, just because Jimmy carried your books home doesn't mean he's crazy about you. Huh? He what? He threw mud at you? Oh, that's different. He must really be crazy about you.
What logic? By that token, the Republicans are crazy about the Democrats and vice versa.
Well, yeah, if he throws mud at you, it's the next thing to being engaged.
62 minutes. She has been on that phone 62 minutes, the two-headed little monster.
What, Jane? No mother is shopping. That was Uncle Cecil. Of course he can hear everything I say. Huh? No, he doesn't understand chicken language. Yuba Sebus Hebus is us by the phobus. Uncle Sebus? Ovus, Yabus, Hebus, Isbus, Ovus, Big Blabbermouthus.
Is that basic moron you're speaking?
Uncle Stephen, weavus, dovus, novus. Weavus, thought a week, bovus, hebus, habus, been a whizzus, 3 months, alvus. Huh? Ovus, novus. He wearvus, pots, clovus, drinks his good scotch and bar with moneyvus. Uncle Cecil, someone's at the door.
I hope it's someone to take out the phone. Ovus, bovus, bivus. Jeepus, creepus. The Gideon ape makes more sense.
Howdy. You the boss around here?
Yes and no. If you're giving away samples of anything, yes. If you've come to collect for something, no.
Well, no, I'm with the waterworks. We're going to shut your water off while we tear up the street to fix a main. But I tell you, so you can be prepared.
Well, it's very decent of you, old chap. Thank you. An emergency, eh? Bumps, give me that phone.
Jane, I'll call you back. There's an emergency. Yeah, come in, Bivus. What is the emergency?
Hand me the phonus. Going to fix the street outside. Our water will be cut off. Well, it's a good thing I never get rattled in a crisis. Hello? Is this the 3-star liquor store? Yes, I'd like to order 3 bottles of scotch. Could you deliver them at once? What's that? Oh, no, no. Charge them to William Smith. And hurry.
Gosh, that won't solve the water problem. You can't take a bath in scotch.
I can.
I better go upstairs and fill the bathtub and watch for while there's still enough water. Oh, that's Mom back from shopping. She probably wants somebody to help her carry in the pants.
I'll give her a hand. I say, child, while you're upstairs filling the bathtub, wet my toothbrush, will you?
Uh-oh. Mom only hawks like that when she's mad. I bet she left her purse at the butcher's again or something.
Coming, Nancy, coming. Oh, Bumps, you'd better fill that hot water bottle in my room, too.
It would serve you right if you had to keep your feet warm with this scotch and soda, too.
Oh, be shut his office. You little monster, you. I say, Nancy, don't try to carry all that. I'll give you a hand.
Well, it's about time. I'm half dead.
Here, I'll take that big bag.
Here, carry it by the bottom.
Anything interesting to eat in here?
The prices on food. Why, I remember when we could live for a week on what I paid for the eggs and flour you're carrying. Food's just got to come down. Uncle Cecil, careful. Oh, now you've done it. Look at that mess on the floor.
I say eggs and flour finally came down. Yes.
Well, that's all I needed. Now, I told you to hold it by the bottom.
I'm dreadfully sorry, but don't fret. Nancy, I'll help you clean it up. I'll get the mop for you.
Well, I'm not going to clean that mess up. I put up a washing today, mopped the floor, shop, stood in line to pay outrageous prices, and furthermore, I left my purse someplace. Uncle Cecil, do something with the flour and those eggs.
Do something? Nancy, I'm no cook. I say I'll get it.
Oh, my back aches, too. Why was I ever born?
Hi, Mom. Gosh, you look awful. Don't you feel well?
Now, don't tell me I look awful. What in the name of little green apples is that?
Oh, didn't Uncle Cecil tell you they're going to tear up the seat out in front?
That's the final straw. I give up. Good heavens. All that dirt and dust will blow on my working. Quick, Bunks, you've got to get it in. Go out that basket.
I say now what?
Who was at the door, Uncle Cecil? And what's in the box you have?
Door? Oh, the door, yes.
Oh, quit humming and hawing and grab a clothes basket. You've got to help us bring in the wash.
Yes, I'll be right out.
Well, hurry up, you old doddering egg dropper.
I say the old girl's in a bit of a temper, isn't she?
Well, I guess this is no time to tell her about the 3 bottles of scotch that just came. Fact is, I'd better get them out of sight. Under the sink, I think. No.
Uncle Cecil, hurry up!
Coming. I know, in the washing machine. It'll be another week before Nancy touches the washing machine again. I should have been a secret service man. Never mind, like mine.
Uncle Cecil!
Yes, Nancy, coming.
Why do they have to pick a day like this to tear up the street? Look at that dust. Uncle Cecil, get the sheets. They're too high for Bumps to reach.
I know.
Don't jerk on them, you jerk.
Well, how else can I pull them off the line?
Oh, now look what you've done.
Well, Nancy, you really must believe me. Breaking the clothesline was the last thing on my mind. Nancy, don't chew on that wet bedspread. That won't help.
Oh, well, look at those sheets. Those nice, pretty sheets. Lying so pale and helpless in the dust. Shut up!
I didn't say a word.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to that air machine. Oh, it's no use blowing my top. I'll gather up the sheets and run them through the machine again.
Through the washer? Oh, no.
You be quiet. Poor little sheep, lying in the dust. Well, we'll give you a nice bubble bath.
Nancy, you don't know what you're
I
saying.
I said shut up. There, nice sheep. No use blowing my top. Bumps, could you open the door for Mother and her little brood of sheep?
Allow me, Nancy, and I'll wash them.
Just keep out of my way. There, little sheep. Now I'll open the washer.
Duck
you inside and lock the door.
Nancy!
Water?
But there is no water.
Water? And now that you're locked in, when I press this button, you're going to get the fastest, busiest ride you ever had.
Nancy!
What in the name of heaven is that?
Cut it off, Nancy! Cut it off! Nancy! Been a great tragedy. A great tragedy.
I can smell it.
I put some scotch bottles in the washer.
Scotch bottles? Scotch bottles?
Easy now. Don't blow your top now. It was an emergency measure for when there was no water. You see, they're cutting off the water.
Who's cutting off the water?
Didn't you know, Mom? They had to cut off the water to fix the street. But don't worry, I turned on the water in the bathtub so it... Oh.
What's the matter, child?
Look above you at the ceiling. I forgot to let the tub running. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Look. I'll get it.
Oh, you will not. I'll get it. Whoever it is, I'm going to bite him.
Riley, I was just wondering if... I was working on the street. I wanted to know if I could have a glass of water.
Oh!
Oh, help! Somebody help!
Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is set. This is something that could happen in any family. On the radio, anyway. And here's something else that could happen on the radio, and does. The sponsor's voice.
Thank you.
voices you're about to hear now, ladies and gentlemen, are once again the Smiths of Hollywood. And also one Snodgrass Selby, old college friend type fellow. Here's Bill Smith again, as heard in the Moosehead Bar and Grill.
Old Snodgrass Selby, you old warhorse.
Old Snodgrass Smith, you old son of a gun. My guy's bartender, fill him up again.
No, no more for me, thanks.
What? Oh, don't pay any attention to him.
No, honest, really.
Now, don't pull that one on me. Fill him up.
Oh, it's almost dinner time. We better start home.
Hey, did the little woman say it was all right?
Oh, I didn't reach her. The line was busy, but it'll be all right.
Oh, my wife wouldn't let me get away with a thing like that.
Oh.
Are you sure it'll be all right?
Of course it'll be all right. Nancy is a very unusual woman.
She must.
Nothing ever upset Nancy, please.
No kidding.
No.
Oh, you got one in a million.
Oh, you said it. Would she be glad to meet you, too? I can hear her now. She'll say so. This is Snodgrass. Snodgrass, you old son of a gun, you welcome.
What a woman. Hey, fill him up, bartender. Let's have a toast in there.
Well, it's getting pretty late, George.
Oh, now, Snodgrass, quit acting like my wife.
Oh, well, okay, one for the road.
Snodgrass, you old son of a gun. Well, cheers.
Yes, we used to say, here's mud in your eyes. It points your teeth and curls your hair and makes you feel like a millionaire.
I'd almost forgot that. Yeah.
Say, George, I meant to ask you, whatever happened to that funny-looking, scrawny little Harris girl you used to date?
Oh, that's funny you should ask. I was just thinking about her.
You want to know something?
What?
I married her. Not Deborah, the one with the adenoids? I mean, you did? No kidding.
You know kidding is right.
You will. Congratulations, Snodgrass. You old son of a...
You want to know something else?
What?
I got four kids.
Four, did you say?
That's right, count them. Flora, Dora, Cora, and Laura.
No. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, my eye. They all look like Deborah.
Bartender, what are you boycotting this for? I want to drink a toast to our old alma mater.
Look, George,
maybe I better call Nancy.
Mom? What's that, Jane? Well, I don't think Mom would let me out of the house tonight. Huh? Oh, it's been one of those days. Huh? She lost her purse and then the street work and I let the bathtub run over. Hey, somebody's coming, Jane. I was Joseph Noble's.
Bunk, I told you an hour ago to hang up.
But, Mom, Jane and I were just...
You heard what I said.
Jane, service by us.
Where's your father?
Heck, how did I know, Mom?
Oh, men. Why do there have to be men? Uncle Cecil. Cecil?
Yes, Nancy?
What are you doing up there?
Well, Nancy, I couldn't leave these sheets floating around in three bottles of broken scotch.
If you chewed any holes in those sheets, I'll shoot them.
I say, what an idea. A good way of getting three sheets to the wind, wasn't it? I'm sorry, Nancy.
Bunce, go comb your hair. Your father is deliberately staying away from home tonight to aggravate me, and I know it.
But he doesn't even know what's been happening at
home. Go brush your hair. Comb your teeth. Do something.
Our alma mater, we don't know we need enough, and we always love you true.
What was that?
It sounded like your husband, Mrs. Smith.
Bumps, you'd better go up to your room.
Well, top of the evening to you, Mrs. Smith. It's the wandering troubadours home at last.
It is, huh?
Yeah, we've come to entertain you with song and banter. Oh, Nancy, is anything wrong, darling? Nancy, you're staring at me. Is there anything wrong, Nancy? Bumps. Uncle Cecil. Won't somebody talk to me?
Good evening, Father.
Good evening, Father.
Bill, how can you stand there and say, is anything the matter?
Oh, he's not standing, Mrs. Smith. I'm holding him up.
You'd better drop him before Nancy does.
Oh, Snodgrass, old pal, excuse me. I want you to meet Nancy, the sweetest, dearest wife a man.
How do you do?
How do you do? Bill, now that I got you home safely, I guess I'll be running along.
Well, you got me home. Now, wait a minute. Who was it got who home here?
Whom home? Whom home?
Whom home? Who home? What's the difference? We're home.
Yeah, I'd give him some black coffee, Mrs. Smith. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Snodgrass. You're going to have dinner with us.
You mean? I've already eaten. It's been a pleasure, Mrs. Smith.
Snodgrass, what are you talking about?
I'm late as it is. Well, again, it's been a pleasure. Goodbye.
Snodgrass.
Snodgrass knows which side he's butted on.
Now, look what you've done, Nancy. Driven old Snodgrass out in the dark. You ought to... Uncle Cecil, why are you waving a white handkerchief at me? Why is everybody acting so strange around here?
I mustn't blow my top.
What?
I mustn't blow my top.
What top?
Did you see what happened to the kitchen ceiling?
There's nothing... Hey, it's dripping water in.
Look out, the ceiling is coming down.
Right, William? The ceiling is coming down, and if I were you, I'd follow Snodgrass before the whole house comes down.
But listen, Nancy, dear, how could I know what kind of a day you had? I wasn't here. How did I know about a broken clothesline and the street work and the scotch in the washer and the tub running over?
And what if I'd broken my back or something? Haven't you ever heard of a telephone?
Nancy, I told you. I tried the phone. I must have tried 10 times. The line was always busy.
Oh, that's a likely tale.
Well, I know it doesn't sound believable, dear, but it's true. The phone must be out of order. That's it. The phone is out of order. It doesn't ring.
Now, would you stop ranting and answer the telephone that doesn't ring?
Man had a better chance before phones were invented. Hello.
Is Boo there?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Don't cry,
Snodgrass.
Oh. I'll get you out of the house.
So it's you.
How are you, you old sidewinder, you?
Sidewinder? What was the idea of making it look like you had to bring me home?
Well, I just sized up everything in this land. I'm down at the Moosehead Bar, and I figured out a way to get you out of the house.
Yeah, well, a fine pal you are. It took me an hour to convince Nancy I hadn't had too many.
Yeah, now look, Bill. I'll send you a wire. I'll say, meet me at midnight for important conference, and I'll sign it the President of the United States. Great idea, huh?
Listen, George, if I want to go out of the house, I can go out of the house. I don't need any phony excuses.
Yeah, how would you get by the old battle axe?
Now, wait a minute. Nancy is not an old battle axe. You don't know what kind of a day she had.
Smith, you're a traitor.
The kitchen ceiling came down.
You're lost.
The clothesline broke. And Uncle Cecil, that rum dump, broke in the war. Hello. Hello. Why, that old rum pot.
Who?
Selby. Come to think of it, I never did like that guy. And did you see the way he weaseled out when you met us at the door?
Ha!
Snodgrass.
Ooh, Snodgrass! Oh, son of a gun!
Now... You stop that. Nancy, how did I know he'd changed so much?
Darling, are you sure it's not you who changed?
Oh.
Now, wait. Do you want to go meet old Snodgrass and make an evening of it?
No, I don't. And even if I did, I wouldn't have to have any phony excuse to leave the house, either.
Now, look, darling, don't be disloyal to an old friend.
Old friend.
After all, it wasn't his fault I was in a bad mood.
Well, the fellow stood in and he made a... Oh! And so you finally admit you were in a bad mood. You drove him away, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You drove him away.
No, I didn't. Anyway, I wasn't mad at him. I was mad at you.
Well, Nancy, I didn't tear up the street. I didn't break the clothesline.
Well, of course not, darling. But I was mad because you didn't phone.
I did phone. I
believe you now. And I just realized why the line was busy. Bumps was talking to Jane most of the afternoon.
No, just...
Hey, Bill, they've gone berserk on this new chicken language they invented.
Chicken language?
Haven't you heard of chicken language?
No.
Oh. Then it'll be easier to say something I want to say. I feel guilty about Snodgrass. And that I was so upset. Bilvis, I'm Bisarvis.
Oh, you are?
Vervis. Duvis, Uvis, Lovis, Mevis, anyway.
Nancyvis. Ivis, Lycus, Lovis, and Adorabus, Uvis. Look, dear, let's call it a day, my darling Upabus.
Before we come back to the Smiths, who are getting ready for bed, an overdue message from our sponsor. Patron. Now back to Bill and Nancy. All is silent, but for the ticking of an alarm clock.
Bill. Hey, Bill, darling.
Yeah?
Are you asleep?
Someday when you ask me that, I'm going to say yes.
Bill, why do you call George Selby Snodgrass? And he calls you Snodgrass, too.
Well, back in school, everyone we liked we called Snodgrass.
Oh. Bill.
Yeah?
Good night, Snodgrass.
Gubbis Niverbuck.
At last, they're asleep. The Smiths of Hollywood, written by Dick Nasselman and Bob Presnell, Jr., directed by Bob Presnell, Jr., and produced by Andrew Hickox. Starring in the cast are Brenda Marshall, Arthur Treacher, Harry Von Zell, and Jan Ford. The music is scored and conducted by Charles Hathaway. Selby was played by Frank Nelson. And this is Tyvus McVavis. Good night, Snodgrasses.